Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's now time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ian King. Excuse me. Hi, Ian.
Hello there.
So Intel's board of directors has ousted company CEO Pat Gelsinger as it tries to gain ground on its main competitor, NVIDIA. So Ian, Gelsinger was hailed as the company's savior. What happened?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. He was brought back to the company in 2021 to try and fix what was ailing it. And he made it clear at the time that it would take time and it would take a lot of money. He certainly spent a lot of money, and in the interim, earnings have suffered quite a lot. And it would appear that the board is just not really willing to give him any more time to show some progress.
Well, Intel is a household name. I mean, most people know that those chips run many of our computers. It used to be many more than in the past. In the past, it was more than it is today. But in recent years, the company has certainly lost ground to NVIDIA, especially with the dawn of AI. How big a factor is that in all this?
It's absolutely enormous. I mean, in 2021, when Gelsinger joined the company, they were an $80 billion a year revenue company. This year, they're going to be around 52, 53. So clearly, there's a lot of money that used to go to Intel is going somewhere else. And where it's going is to NVIDIA. NVIDIA is going to be way bigger than Intel ever was this year. And its market cap, as we know, it's become the largest publicly traded company in the world. So clearly, the board are looking at that and saying, well, why isn't that us?
Now, Intel is primarily CPUs, central processing units, but they also have some graphics chips, and those graphics chips, a version of those, are used for artificial intelligence. And Intel does have a variety of products in that market, but it's nowhere near its competitors like NVIDIA. What's it going to take for Intel to refocus and catch up with the leader in that market?
Well, whether it can actually ever catch the leader in that market or even get close is a matter of some debate. At the moment, it's not looking good. They have a target this year. This is Intel, over $500 million of revenue from that line of chips, and basically said we might not get there. NVIDIA's data center business is going to be somewhere in the region of $120 billion. So clearly, that's not even close right now. That is central to what people are concerned about here is, well, unless the market changes significantly in a new direction and comes back to Intel, will it ever be what it once was? Will it ever even get close to NVIDIA?
Is Intel a takeover target at this point?
Well, you'll remember up until the recent earnings, there was a lot of speculation and there were a lot of reports, including from Bloomberg, citing our sources, saying that various companies, perhaps including Qualcomm, were interested or at least taking a look at Intel or parts of Intel. Gelsinger, he said himself, was the main, a major impediment to that. He believed that Intel should be kept together. Now he's gone, so obviously that's going to open up that speculation and that consideration all over again.
All right. Well, what's taking his place is are two people. There are two co-CEOs. What will that look like?
I think this is just, well, they've said explicitly this is just a temporary arrangement. This is a CFO. They don't typically put CFOs in as the leader of tech companies. And we've got a product leader who's been there a long time, just kind of babysitting that. Our understanding and from what Intel has said explicitly is that these folks are just going to be in that position until we can find somebody for the top spot.
Okay, so they're just a placeholder for now.
Yeah.
What else should people know about the future of Intel? I mean, it is a company that is legendary in Silicon Valley, starting with the founders of the Fairchildren that broke off of Fairchild Semiconductor, and starting what was unrivaled for years. Intel had the best products, arguably, for the central processors that power our computers. But so much has changed. Where do you think we go next?
Yeah, I mean, first thing to note is they are still a massive, important company, still more than $50 billion a year of revenue, still around 80% of PC CPUs, are still a large percentage of the server market, is still them. So they are incredibly important, and particularly if you view them in terms of the CHIPS Act and the funding and the attempt to bring back manufacturing to this country of this crucial component. That said, though, there are so many questions. Do they have enough money to execute on their plans? How much time will the successor of Gelsinger be given? What will activists do? There are just so many questions surrounding their future and uncertainties, which we've really never seen in their history of a company that we just kind of took for granted as being utterly dominant. And that is very far from the truth now.
Ian King, pleasure to talk to you. That is Bloomberg's Ian King talking about the future of Intel after its CEO, Pat Gelsinger, was forced out today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.